The San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors this past week approved a $175,000 contract to develop a memorial to the victims of the December 2nd, 2015 terrorist attack. But not everybody is happy with where the county is spending its money. KVCR's Benjamin Perper follows up and has this story.
The contract will go to San Francisco-based Community Arts International. They'll work with the December 2nd Memorial Committee, led by County Supervisor Josie Gonzalez, to design concepts for the site and select the artist who will create it. But the contract is also raising some controversy. During Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, when the contract was approved, one speaker during the public comment section raised some of his issues with it.
It is fitting that such a memorial be established. However, that memorial will be tarnished for a generation in the living memories of those very survivors and families of the victims you memorialize as they suffer for the rest of their lives the psychiatric scars of the willful neglect of the county and this board for its denial of medical care for these survivors under your self-funded workers' comp plan.
Robert Fredericks is an employee benefits advisor working in Southern California. In the meeting, he pointed out that many of the survivors of the December 2nd attack are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And he said he personally knew several victims who were denied workers' compensation claims to receive counseling for it.
For some of the survivors with PTSD, they will have a lifetime of haunting effects, their own private memorial, which will pay regular spectral visitations. The longer it goes untreated, the more deeply embedded the condition becomes. It can actually become permanently change the structure and chemistry of the brain.
The survivors were denied treatment during utilization reviews, which is where employers or claims administrators determine whether a worker's compensation claim is valid. But Fredericks pointed out that the county would be able to override those reviews in special circumstances. And he believes that's what they should do here.
I would encourage you to table the $175,000 contract and repurpose those dollars as well as the reserve fund for the memorial to provide the PTSD treatment these survivors need and deserve.
The Press Enterprise reports that a spokesman for the county denied it is responsible for survivors not receiving treatment. He pointed instead to a Department of Industrial Relations investigation that found that it was care providers failing to fill out appropriate paperwork that was causing the holdups. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.